Good morning, mighty men and women of God. It's Leanne Kletcha here. I'm excited to bring you a message this morning that I believe is going to help you to just get closer to the Lord. So let's pray. Father, we bless your word. We thank you that it's a two-edged sword, God, that it cuts deep into the heart of your men and women, Lord. I pray that during this message, Holy Spirit, you wear me like a glove and that your words are my words, God, and that they impact whoever hears the sound of this message, Lord God, whoever listens to it, God. I pray it would just unlock secrets to the kingdom of heaven in their heart, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, the Lord took me to Matthew 6:6, and I want to read that scripture to you because that is what my message is this morning. Matthew 6:6 says, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." So this morning, as I was spending time with the Lord, this is the scripture that was on my Bible app for the daily scripture. And it's funny because it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm up ready to spend time with God. And this is the scripture that was this morning's scripture. So I knew it was from the Lord because, you know, waking up in the morning is definitely a sacrifice for me in spending time with the Lord. I really enjoy my sleep. I like to sleep. I was never really a morning person. However, the Lord has called me to intimacy with Him. And so my sacrifice of sleep is, I believe, very pleasing to our King. So if that's what is going to bring me closer to the Lord with an intimate relationship with Him, then I'm willing to do it. So I give my mornings to the Lord, and in doing that, the Lord fills me to the point where I'm able to really give out to others because I spend time with God first thing in the morning. So this scripture really is saying to me that God loves when we spend intimate time with Him. He loves when we go to that secret place where nobody's watching and nobody sees, and we cry out to Him. And I believe it's in those moments that we behold the glory of the Lord and are able to carry His presence into our day-to-day life. Because if you go before the King of Glory, you're going to carry His glory in your life on a day-to-day basis. So if you go spend time with the Father every morning in that secret place, then you should be walking around in your everyday life carrying the presence of God, carrying the glory of the Lord, because you've been beholding His glory in your intimate secret place. And we don't go there because we want the reward, but the reward is that we get to carry the glory of the Lord and bring heaven to earth here every single day. So the body of Christ has been crying out and crying out for more of God and more of His presence and to see signs and wonders and miracles. But that is going to happen when we do what the Word of God says and we seek the Father in the secret place. When we go to our rooms, we close the door, we pray to God, and we really seek after His heart, and we seek after His thoughts, and we seek to be in intimacy with Him and a relationship with Him. So that is what the message is this morning, I believe, that God wants intimacy with you. He wants relationship with you, but He wants more than just a Sunday service or a Friday night service or, a worship service or a worship celebration. He wants your day-to-day mornings. He wants your day-to-day time. It doesn't have to be in the morning. Whatever fits your schedule or whatever God is calling you to, I believe, is sufficient. However, it's about spending time with Him. It's about seeking Him and drawing near to Him. And when you draw near to the Lord, He draws near to you. When you seek after Him, He's seeking after you. When you're pressing into Him, He's pressing into you. When you are going before Him and you're praying for others and you're praying for closeness with God, you know, He is faithful. He is so faithful, and He's going to speak to you, and you can commune with Him in those places. There is a conversation that goes on between you and the Father in the secret place. That means that He is talking to you and you are talking to Him. But you have to get alone with Him. You have to go and close the door behind you. You have to get away from the worries of this world, the concerns of this world, the day-to-day rushes and hurries and work and distractions. I mean, there's everything that's buying for your attention. You know, your cell phone, your computer, your tablet, people messaging you, you know. And it's not that those things aren't important and those things aren't even things that you need to do to live your life and on a daily basis, your routines, you know. But putting God first and foremost before all of those things is what I'm talking about here. It's important for you to put God first. And that's why I say your mornings with the Lord are the most important, because it's the first thing that you do is seeking God. It's the first thing that you do that you're chasing after Him and that you're going after His heart, so that way you can impact other people's lives for the kingdom of God, and that you don't just come to them dry, but you come to them filled with the Holy Spirit, beholding the glory of the Lord, that they can come to you and they can come into your open heaven because you've been spending time with God. And so you have something to offer people. You have something to give them. And this all comes through the secret place. It's the reward of the secret place, beholding the glory of the Lord, beholding His presence, carrying His presence to work, carrying His presence to school, carrying His presence to your family or whoever it is that you see day to day. You want to be impactful for the kingdom of God? Spend time with Jesus. There is no way that you are going to spend your days with Jesus, your secret time with Jesus, and not be impactful for the kingdom of God. You're going to be impactful for the kingdom of God if you're spending intimacy with the Lord, if you're spending intimate moments with God. You can't spend intimate moments with God and not carry His glory. His glory is going to follow you wherever you go. So I'm pleading with you this morning. I didn't know the word, but I guess it's pleading. I'm pleading with you this morning, and I'm coming to you and saying that our Father in heaven wants to spend time with you. He's seeking after your heart. He's seeking after intimacy with you. He's seeking after your personal time, and He wants to spend moments with you. He wants to speak to your spirit. He wants to speak to your heart. He wants to engraft something in you. He wants to release some glory into you. He wants to give you the mysteries and some secrets from heaven. So close the door behind you today. Get the loudness out of your day-to-day routine. Give Him some of your time. Come on. You can give time to everything else in this world. Why can't you give your time to the Lord? Give Him some of your time and just get alone with Him and allow Him to speak to you, to minister to you, and behold the glory of the Lord in your secret place. I'm just going to read this scripture one more time. The scripture that we've been talking about this morning is Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And I'm going to go even a little further before I end this message. And I'm going to go to 7 here, Matthew 6, 7. It says, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask." Listen, I want to say this before I end this message, and this is very important. You know, you are not a parrot. You are not an echo of somebody else's voice. Your intimate moments and you spending time with the Lord in the secret place is going to be between you and God. He's going to speak to you and to your heart so that the message that he gives you is not an echo of what somebody else is saying. So when you go to the Lord, you don't have to go praying or saying anything that you heard somebody else say. It's your conversation with God. It's your communication with him. It's a conversation just like you would have a conversation with a husband or a wife or a sister or a brother. You just speak to him. You just tell him your heart. You just tell him how much you love him. You just talk to him. It doesn't need to be anything special, okay? We're not putting on a show. This isn't a show. This is a relationship. This is an intimate relationship with the Lord. You don't rehearse what you're going to say to him. You just go in and you speak to him and you allow him to speak to you and you get that one-on-one with him because he knows what you need before you even ask. He knows what you need, but he's a daddy. He wants to hear the voice of his child. He wants to spend time with you. That's what it's all about. It's about intimacy with the Lord. He wants your time. He wants to just share with you, and he wants to speak to your heart. You know, we hear a lot of great words from men and women of God, and that's great because God has chosen them to be messengers. You know, I'm a messenger for the kingdom. I know that. That's the calling that's on my life, is to be a voice and to bring the message of the Lord. However, God wants you to be a messenger as well, and he wants to give you a personal message. So, yeah, it's okay that you listen to a message because those are God's messengers, but he wants to speak to you individually, and he wants to give you a now word, an on-time word. He wants to help you through situations that you're going through. He wants to give you some of that wisdom that you need when it comes to your finances. He wants to give you some discernment on some situations that you've been struggling with. He has the answers, and the answer is in that secret place where it's just you and him, where you get alone, that you close out every other voice, and it's the voice of God that you begin to hear. It's that secret place of intimacy with you and the Father. So you be blessed today. I hope this message is impactful. I hope this message moves you to want to spend more time with God, because that is really, really what I feel like the Lord is saying here this morning. So allow this to minister to you. Go shut the door, shut everyone out, and spend some time with Jesus today. Amen. God bless.